to introduce the concept of exploring and experimenting with your horse by asking a series of questions such as, can you, or how far can you? The goal is to look at things that your horse does, but with a new, fresh approach and perspective, and have some fun at the same time. The first topic then is the backup. So, question one, or challenge one, how little can you do to get your horse to back up, either whilst you're mounted or in hand? Question two, how far round the menage or down a fence line or paddock can he or she back up? The lesson tip here is always be looking for a calm, relaxed backup. Ideally, we want our horse to have his or her ears forward, not pinned back, have a nice expression on their face, which you can see if you're in hand, but harder to see if you're mounted. But it is important that your horse's head is level with or below their withers and not in a banana shape, which physically would do them no good at all. So back to the challenges. Question three, can your horse back up over a trotting pole? Can he or she do it over 2, 3, or 4 trotting poles? And now add the challenge of backing up over 1 or more poles, but straight. In no way should the horse be crooked. Then, if you want, vary it by asking your horse to back up to a fence line. And that will identify possible thresholds of lack of confidence, senses of claustrophobia. So that's another challenge for a horse and rider to complete. The lesson tip here. Basics become fun when we add the challenge to them of being really specific with how we want the horse to execute even these basic moves such as a backup. So being very specific about the straightness or the facial expression or a specific point that you want the horse to back up to all help add to a challenge and to the confidence that we then feel and build when we see that our horse can over time complete these challenges. So back to the challenges. Challenge number 5. Have you ever played put your right foot in, put your right foot out? Well, can you ask your horse to do that with their hooves? So specifically, think about standing against a fence line and ask your horse to take one step forwards with, let's say, his left foreleg only, and then back again and halt. Then repeat, or repeat but with a change of foreleg. Challenge 6. Can you introduce other obstacles? Can your horse, for example, back up onto tarpaulin on the ground? Only do this, of course, if your horse can already happily walk over the tarpaulin and stand on the tarpaulin. Without this in place, all we will do is add stress and confusion to our horse. Challenge 7. Can you lead your horse backwards by lifting his or her tail as the cue, so that he or she is following the feel, but the feel is coming from behind? Challenge 8. Can you ask your horse to back up into his stable? Definitely not one to do whilst mounted. Do make sure you've got off, but a great one to do from an in-hand perspective. So as a sum up, the backup is a great way to measure the level of trust your horse has in you, in your leadership, your combined relationship together, and in his or her own self-confidence. There's no need to try all of these ideas. Remember, your horse may not at first understand what you're asking of him, so your toolkit should contain patience, consistency, and you staying calm at all times. Give lots of praise when your horse tries to do it, and even more praise when, of course, he succeeds and gets it right. Thank you.